Welcome back, everybody. I am Leslie Boomer here with Phil Harwood, and as promised, we're going to be building on the last podcast that he did earlier in March. Hey, Phil.
Hi, Leslie.
How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Good, good.
And cool.
In 2 weeks' time, I bet everybody's been waiting to hear what the heck more you have to say about the subject matter that we were talking about back on the 3rd, which was kind of looking at new technologies and the shiny thing and and so forth. So where
were to refresh your memory, what we were talking about 2 weeks ago was the fact that a lot of business owners or business leaders are, they get so excited about all these new ideas and innovations and technology, and they're wanting to bring all this stuff back to the company and, you know, make all these changes, and it's all exciting, but it's not exciting for everyone else, because everyone else is like, oh, here we go again. The owner went to a trade show and he's coming back with all these crazy ideas. And I've seen this happen, and the way it can play out sometimes, and what I've seen before, is there's a resistance to change because people get exhausted by all this.
And then
what they learn, especially if there's just a constant barrage of new ideas, and most of them never stick, what they learn to do is to ignore the idea, or even to sabotage it.
Okay, that's not good.
Because it'll just go away. If they ignore it, it'll go away by itself. If they can sabotage it, it'll go away quicker.
Well, sure. And that, how counterproductive is that?
Right. So this maps right into what we're talking about today, which is a business system for implementing change in an organization that's thoughtful and done well, so that people embrace new ideas and they get behind them and they actually stick, and they're not just a one and done or project of the month.
I mean, let's be candid. Change is almost always quite difficult. Mm-hmm. So if there's a process or an approach that's going to help people understand the reasoning and embrace what's going on, let's hear more. That's great.
Yeah. So this all started about 20 years ago when I was a part owner of a pretty large landscape snow business in the Detroit metro area. Mm-hmm. And we were growing quickly, and we ran across this gentleman named Gino Wickman. And Gino was a consultant, and his family business did training for the real estate industry.
Okay.
Like workshops and all the sales training. And so he grew up in this family business that had this really amazing training business model.
All right.
But Gino wanted to make this, he wanted to take what the family business has started and turn it into more of a general business process versus just a sales training business.
Sure.
And he developed something called EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And so again, this is 20 years ago, you know, mid-2000s, we started working with Gino. EOS was in its infancy, and you know, we certainly weren't the first company to use EOS, but it was still pretty early. I'd never heard of it before. No one that I ever talked to heard of it. And what's happening today is everywhere I go, I hear about EOS.
No kidding.
Has
it changed much?
It has blown up because Gino has been so successful with EOS. He has thousands of implementers on board across all industries, across the world. Like in the core, to answer your question, no, it hasn't changed at all.
Really?
Like exactly the same processes, the same images, the same words. The orange, everything's orange. If you go to EOSworldwide.com, everything that was in place 20 years ago is still in place because it's just a simple, beautiful system that works.
Okay. I mean, there are some things that are like that are, you know, classic and stand the test of time. But that's interesting.
Yeah. You know, for example, I recently in the last year, got involved in a group here in West Michigan, where I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's called the West Michigan Exit Planning Association. So these are all people involved in succession planning, you know, like business brokers and attorneys and financial advisors and blah, blah, blah. All the bankers, you know, all M&A people, all the people that are involved. And there's a bunch of people that are there that are EOS implementers. And they don't know Gino. They're not from Livonia, Michigan. They're, you know, they just have tapped into this massive EOS trend.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So anyway, EOS is a fantastic system, and I keep people keep coming to me because they know I have history with EOS, saying, "What is this EOS thing, and what do I do?" You know, because Gino's first book is called Traction. He's written a bunch of books, but his first book was just called Traction.
Yep.
There's a link in the blog post. And the whole purpose of the book Traction is for him to explain the EOS system. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of companies have done is to grab a copy of the book Traction or have all their leadership team or all their management read this book and then self-implement the principles of EOS.
Okay.
And you can do that. You don't have to hire an EOS implementer. You don't have to hire someone like me who has EOS experience to help you implement this. But there is some value in having some outside help, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
But that's not the point of my blog. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that this is a beautiful system that works really well because it's a simplistic system. And in the blog, I write about two specific aspects of this EOS system.
Gotcha.
And the first one is just the model. So if you jump over to EOS Worldwide, again, links are in the blog, you'll see that there's this circle with six different slices of the pie. Okay? And each sliver of the pie is a category or a component of business. So, for example, one of them is called people. Well, obviously, people are an important part of the business.
Yes.
So, in the people piece of the pie, there are several very specific tools that are built into EOS to really take that people section to the next level. Okay?
So
EOS... Yeah, right people, right seats, how to analyze them according to whether they're a good cultural fit, things like that.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the big idea behind EOS is you have these six different components of your business, and you're really intentionally working within one of them or maybe more than one, implementing specific tools that are really changing that area in a positive way for your business. Okay?
Phenomenal.
And so that's one aspect of EOS is these six compartments.
Sure.
One of them is called Traction, just like the name of the book.
Okay.
And within the Traction area, there's a tool called Meeting Pulse. So this has to do with the meetings of your upper team, your leadership team.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a whole philosophy and approach to determining who should be on the leadership team and, you know, what that team should be doing. But that's not really what we're focused on here in the blog. What we're focused on is this thing called meeting pulse. Okay. How often the team meets, okay? And at the beginning, or one of the components of this meeting pulse is a weekly leadership team meeting.
Okay.
Where the team comes together every week for 90 minutes, with a set agenda, and you can read more about the blog. There's a philosophy behind this whole thing. Then the team meets once a quarter offsite for a full day.
Oh, wow.
So a quarter is every 90 days.
Yes.
These are very structured strategic planning meetings. And then one of those 90-day meetings is actually turned into a two-day meeting where you're really doing your big heavy lifting, your long-term strategic planning, and your really hardcore planning for the upcoming year. The other quarterlies after that, in between the annual, are really opportunities to assess whether or not you're on track. And if you're not on track, what do we need to do to get back on track?
Gotcha. There's got to be other elements to these meetings too. I mean,
There are. There's right. way more to it. I'm just high level in the blog. I'm trying to get the point across. Like, hey, what is this EOS thing? There's these six slices of the pie.
Phenomenal.
One of those yep. has this really awesome, very simple structure for leadership team meetings. And you know what? That's when I start working with a company and they're wanting to implement EOS. That's really where we start. We start with this meeting pulse, because it's through those meetings that all of the change occurs. So we have to, at the very beginning of this process, we have to start with allocating time for that leadership team to work together, mm-hmm. and then all the EOS tools go through those meetings, if that makes sense.
Well, it does make sense. I mean, putting together a plan for your meetings and then making them effective is kind of foundational to getting your planning where it needs to be, so your long-term success is something you can count on.
Yeah, and the last thing I talked about in the blog here is, you know, if you're someone who is just excited about this like I am, and you want to be networking and spending time with other business owners who are equally excited about their businesses and about how to be better business owners, how to change, I would love to have you come to our Inner Circle event. It's being held this April 25th and 24th. It's part of the Snow Fighters Institute, so we're going to be talking about snow and ice management, but we're also going to be talking about leadership and innovation and change and all kinds of really cool, I think they're really cool topics, you know, for business owners who really want to be great.
For sure. And I mean, we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
At that point, we were early March. We're getting on here. So it's just about a month away.
Yeah, we might be sold out by now. So
yeah.
if you go over to snowfightersinstitute.com, and if you can't register for Inner Circle, it's because we've sold out.
Gotcha.
We still have four other events this year, and we do Inner Circle every April.
Yeah, so there's going to be another opportunity next year, but there are also mm-hmm. other opportunities for networking and training throughout 2024. So just in recap, great opportunities, opportunity here with the blog to get a little bit more detail on the subjects covered today. Also, links so that you can go right to snowfightersinstitute.com to check out Inner Circle and all the other information on room blocks and so forth and what else might be available. So this is intriguing, Phil. I hope
mm-hmm.
that our
I
listeners
agree.
Have found it so as well. And short term, check out the blog, check out the resources, and register, if you can, for the Inner Circle. So I'll be back next week with Neil Glatt to talk more, but in another couple weeks, we'll be back with you, won't we, Phil?
Thank you, Leslie.
You bet. Everyone, thank you for being here and listening to our podcast. Looking forward to our next week, and until then, have a great week.